Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I want to start today with a feeling that I think everyone listening has felt, whether you're in a classroom, a boardroom, or just, you know, managing your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's that Sunday night dread. You have a literal mountain of work in front of you. Maybe it's grading 500 exams. Maybe it's writing documentation for a new product launch.
And you are the bottleneck.
You are the bottleneck. You're the only thing standing between to-do and done.
The universal bottleneck. It's the classic problem of scaling human attention. You just can't clone yourself, no matter how much coffee you drink.
Exactly. But today, we are going to try to clone you, or, well, at least we're going to look at what happens when you take two massive technological engines designed to break that bottleneck and crash them into each other.
A super app thought experiment.
Exactly that.
Right. So we're taking two distinct players from our source material and merging them to see what happens. On one side, we have Gradescope.
A name a lot of people in higher ed will definitely know.
For sure. Used by over 140,000 instructors. I mean, we're talking Harvard to Harvey Mudd. It describes itself as rocket fuel for grading.
And on the other side, we have a newer, maybe a sharper tool called Auto Content API.
Yeah, the documentation calls it an industrial engine for content creation. It's positioned as a notebook LM API alternative, which is a pretty bold claim.
It is taking raw text data and turning it into podcasts, videos, quizzes, basically instantly.
So to be clear for everyone listening, this isn't a review. We're not comparing feature lists like we usually do.
No.
We are running a strategic simulation. Our mission is to look at the infrastructure of Auto Content API and explain exactly how it could revolutionize the user experience for a massive platform like Gradescope.
We're asking, what happens when you automate the grading and the explanation of the grading? Hmm. Because if we get this right, mm-hmm. We're not talking about saving minutes.
No.
We're talking about saving days.
Weeks, even. It's about a fundamental shift in efficiency. It's moving from linear work to, well, exponential work.
So let's start with the problem space. Let's unpack Gradescope first.
Right.
Because I think for people outside of academia, grading just sounds like checking boxes. It sounds easy.
Oh, it's anything but. The scale here, looking at the source material, is terrifying. It is industrial scale. We're talking about 700 million questions graded on the platform.
Whoa.
MIT, UC Berkeley, Stanford. The core promise of Gradescope is that it lets instructors grade paper-based, digital, and code assignments in half the time.
Half the time is a huge claim. If I'm spending 20 hours grading midterms, cutting that to 10 is, that's life-changing. That's a whole weekend back.
It is.
But how? What's the mechanic? Is it just a faster interface?
It's much smarter than that. It's about restructuring the workflow. They have a few standout features, but the one that really caught my eye in the docs is answer groups.
Answer groups. Okay, walk me through that. Because paper sounds like the opposite of digital efficiency.
You'd think so, right? But okay, imagine you are a chemistry professor. You have 250 students. You ask a question about molecular bonding. Now, realistically, students aren't going to make 250 unique mistakes.
No, of course not.
They are going to make the same five mistakes over and over and over again.
Right. You'll have 50 kids who forgot to carry the one or whatever the chemistry equivalent of that is.
Exactly. So traditionally, you pick up paper number one, mark it wrong. Paper number two, same error, mark it wrong. It's repetitive stress injury waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Gradescope changes this. You scan the exams, and its AI groups the answers visually. So it says, hey, these 50 answers look identical.
Ah, so you grade the mistake, not the student.
You grade the group once, and it applies the score and feedback to all 50 students instantly.
That is wild. You're not grading students anymore. You're grading patterns of thought.
Precisely. There's a great quote in the source from an instructor at San Francisco State University. She said she graded 250 students in 15 minutes using this feature.
15 minutes. What used to be a weekend. That's incredible speed.
It creates a massive feedback loop. And it's not just for paper. For computer science, they have a code autograder. Students submit their code from GitHub or Bitbucket, and the system just runs it against test cases automatically.
So the feedback is instant.
Totally instant.
Okay, so Gradescope is the efficiency engine for assessment. It creates all this data scores, analytics, rubrics. But here is the friction point I noticed. Gradescope is complex.
Mm-hmm.
It has bubble sheets, variable length assignments, complicated rubrics. It's a power tool.
And power tools always come with a steep learning curve. Complexity creates a barrier to entry.
Right. And the source mentions they have a help center and video tutorials. But think about the logistics here. You have 3.2 million students and 140,000 instructors.
A huge user base.
So every time Gradescope updates a feature, say they move a button or change how answer groups work, their static help articles are suddenly obsolete.
And that is the maintenance trap. If you want to keep your users happy, you need fresh tutorials. But producing video tutorials is slow. It's expensive.
You need a script, a voiceover, editing.
All of it. And by the time you publish the video, the software might have changed again.
Which brings us perfectly to our second player. Enter Auto Content API.
The engine.
Yeah. And I spent some time looking at their white paper. This doesn't feel like a standard creative tool. They call it programmable content infrastructure.
Mm.
What does that even mean in plain English?
It means they are treating media like code. That's the key distinction. This isn't like opening ChatGPT and saying, write me a poem.
Right.
This is an industrial API. It is designed to decouple the idea from the production.
So it's a factory. You put raw materials in one end and finished products come out the other.
It's a factory. The core concept is transformation. You feed it an existing asset, a URL, a PDF, raw text, and the API transforms it into a broadcast-ready asset. No human ever touches it.
And what's coming out of the factory? What are the actual outputs we're talking about?
It covers the whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
The documentation lists explainer videos, where it crawls a website and makes a video summary.
Yeah, well.
It lists podcasts with multiple speakers like us right now, but AI generated. Quizzes, infographics, you name it. And it does this at what they call hyperscale.
The economics were the part that really jumped out at me. I mean, in the business world, video production is a money pit. You hire an agency, you do rounds of revisions.
Oh, absolutely. It's usually the most expensive line item in content marketing, for sure.
And the source material breaks down the unit economics for Auto Content API. They talk about reducing production costs from hundreds of dollars to literal cents.
The math is pretty compelling. If you want to produce a high-quality 60-second explainer video manually, you're looking at anywhere from $50 to $300.
Easily.
The Auto Content API claims to do it for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
A 4 euro video. That is a 90% cost reduction.
It completely changes the equation. It goes from, can we afford to make a video for this, to why wouldn't we make a video for this? Yeah.
It creates an environment where video becomes almost disposable in a good way. You can generate it, use it, and discard it when it's outdated without feeling like you wasted a ton of money.
Okay, so we have our two pieces on the chessboard. We have Gradescope, which generates massive amounts of grading data but struggles with the complexity of support.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Auto Content API, which creates cheap, instant media from text. Let's merge them. Application number one, onboarding and support.
This is the low-hanging fruit. Let's go back to that bubble sheet feature in Gradescope.
Yeah.
It's powerful, but the source says it requires specific step scanning. Splitting by test version, matching names.
If I'm a stress professor, I do not want to read a 2,000-word article on how to do that.
No way. You want someone to show you. You want to see the clicks. But like we said, Gradescope can't film a new video every single week.
So in this thought experiment...
In this experiment, Gradescope hooks up their help center to the Auto Content API, specifically the explainer video endpoint.
Mm-hmm. They take their existing text articles, which are easy to write and update, and they just feed them into the engine.
And what comes out?
Instant 60-second vertical videos, shorts, that visually show how to scan a bubble sheet, or longer horizontal videos for their landing pages to increase what the source calls dwell time.
It keeps the user on the page, actually solving their problem.
Exactly.
And the beauty is the headless aspect, right? If Gradescope changes the interface next month...
They just update the text file. That's it.
They don't need to reshoot anything.
No cameras, no microphones, no editing suite. The API just runs overnight. And by morning, the entire video library has been regenerated to match the new software. It's headless content production.
That is a game changer for the help desk. If I can watch a 30-second clip, I am not submitting a support ticket.
You're figuring it out and you're moving on. And for a platform with 3.2 million users... Even a 10% reduction in support tickets is massive.
Thousands of hours of support staff time.
Massive savings.
But let's think bigger. Gradescope isn't just a U.S. thing. I was looking through their client list in the source, and I saw Erasmus University Rotterdam and the University of Chile.
Right. They are global. They're in markets where English is not the primary language.
But the documentation is likely primarily in English. So if I'm a professor in Santiago or a teaching assistant in Beijing, that's friction. That is a real barrier to using the tool effectively.
A huge friction. And traditionally, this is where software companies hit a wall. You can't hire a content team in every single country.
It's prohibitively expensive.
Exactly. To translate and re-record hundreds of tutorial videos into Spanish, Chinese, Hindi.
So this is application number two, accessibility and scale.
Yeah.
How does the API solve this problem?
This is where the Auto Content API really flexes its muscles. The source highlights support for over 50 languages. And it's not just, you know, Google Translate subtitles. It's localized audio and video generation.
So GradeScope could effectively just flip a switch.
Ideally, yes. They take that same English tutorial on rubric creation, they ingest it into the API, and they just request the Spanish LaDam output.
And what happens?
The API translates the script, generates a synthetic voiceover in fluent Spanish, and rebuilds the video assets to match.
That is incredible. It multiplies their total addressable market immediately.
It ensures that the help center isn't just for English speakers. It really democratizes the tool. If you're an educator in a non-English-speaking region, you suddenly have a first-class experience.
You feel like the software was built for you.
Exactly. You're not struggling through a second language to understand complex software.
It's about meeting the user where they are, which actually brings me to the user I'm most interested in. We've talked about the business, the professors.
But what about the student?
What about the student? The one actually feeling the pain of the grade?
The end user.
Right. I was looking at a screenshot in the GradeScope source material. It shows a sample score, 16.0 out of 20.0 points. And below it, it lists the failed test. It says things like test evaluation 1 plus 18 failed.
Yeah, typical autograder feedback, very technical, very dry.
It's cold. It's static. And usually as a student, you see that red number, you feel bad, and you close the tab. You don't learn from it. You just survive it.
That is the tragedy of assessment, isn't it? It's often the end of the road, not a stepping stone. You get the grade and you move to the next unit. You rarely go back to fix the conceptual gap.
So application number three, student-facing study guides. The Auto Content API lists study guides, quizzes, and flashcards as specific outputs. How do we connect these dots?
Okay, think about the data GradeScope already holds. This is the key. They have the rubric and they have the answer key. They know exactly why you got that question wrong.
They know you messed up the order of operations in that math equation.
Right. But right now, that knowledge is just a red X or a generic comment.
It's dead data.
Exactly. So imagine this workflow. You are a student. You submit your code. You fail two specific tests. GradeScope sends that error data, the specific concept you missed, to the Auto Content API.
And the API generates.
What?
A PDF.
A personalized audio study guide. Instead of just seeing failed test, you get a 2-minute audio clip. It says, hey, it looks like you missed the order of operations here. Remember, multiplication happens before addition. Here's a quick example.
Wow, so it's like a personalized tutor that instantly appears the moment I fail.
Precisely. Or it generates a custom quiz based on that specific error. Here are 3 more problems just like the one you missed. Try them now. It forces you to engage with the material you struggle with.
That is a massive creative leap. You are turning the assessment into active learning. It stops being about, did I pass? And it starts being about, what do I need to learn?
It transforms the pain point of a bad grade into an immediate learning opportunity. It is personalized tutoring at scale. The source material for Auto Content specifically mentions deep research and quiz generation as core capabilities.
GradeScope has the diagnosis. Auto Content has the cure.
That's a great way to put it.
Your grade is 1620. Click here to listen to your custom study plan. That is just wild. It makes the product so much stickier, too.
Oh, for sure. Students aren't just checking grades. They are learning from the platform. It closes the loop. And it does it without the professor having to sit down with every single student during office hours, which is physically impossible in a class of 500.
I want to pivot one last time. We've talked about support, global scale, and student learning. Let's talk about community and marketing. GradeScope has a blog. I saw it in the footer. They have these great stories, like one from Cliff Schaffer at Virginia Tech, sharing how he uses the tool.
Case studies, yeah, they're essential for marketing, but let's be honest. Academics are incredibly busy.
Drowning in reading.
Papers, grants, grading. They might not have time to sit and read a 2,000-word blog post about grading efficiency.
It's ironic, isn't it? The article is about efficiency, but reading it is inefficient.
Exactly. It's asking for time they just don't have.
So how does the API help here? This is application number 4. The blog-to-podcast pipeline.
Right. So the Auto Content API supports an RSS trigger. The source mentions integrations like Make.com or Zapier. So Gradescope could set up a pipeline every time they publish a blog post or a case study, the API detects it.
And it automatically converts it?
Takes the text, converts it into a script, selects voices, adds an intro and outro, and publishes it as a podcast episode instantly.
And the source mentioned voice cloning, right?
Yes, and this is where it gets really interesting. With permission, they could clone the voice of the Gradescope founders, or even the educators being featured, like that Cliff Schaffer guy.
So I get a notification on my phone, new episode, how Virginia Tech streamlined grading.
Yes.
And I put my headphones in while I'm driving to campus, and it sounds like a high-quality interview.
Not a robot reading text, a dynamic multi-speaker discussion. It leverages what's called mental availability. You're meeting the user where they are, in their car, at the gym, doing dishes.
Instead of forcing them to sit in front of a screen, which they already do all day.
All day. It builds so much trust, too. It makes the updates feel personal. And for a B2B or edtech company, staying top of mind is half the battle.
It turns a static marketing channel into a dynamic broadcast channel. It gives the brand a voice. Literally.
And again, the cost is pennies compared to producing a real podcast with studio time and producers.
It really seems like these two tools are perfect puzzle pieces. I hadn't realized how well they fit until we started mapping this out. Gradescope creates the efficiency in the actual work, the grading.
And Auto Content API creates the efficiency in communicating about that work.
Right.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this combination represents what the Auto Content white paper calls the automated enterprise.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a shift from linear work to exponential work. So linear work is I hire one person, they make one video.
Right, one to one.
Exponential work is I configure one API and it distributes knowledge globally in 50 languages, personalized to every single user.
It effectively removes the friction from knowledge transfer. The instructor grades faster, the student understands why they were wrong faster, and the platform explains itself faster.
And that speed matters. In an economy of content saturation, as the source puts it, the ability to produce high-quality, personalized explanations at scale is the ultimate competitive advantage.
If you aren't doing this, and your competitor is...
Well, you're the one grading papers by hand on Sunday night.
So here's a final provocative thought to leave you with. We've sketched out a system where we automate the grading with Gradescope, and we automate the creation of study materials based on that grading with Auto Content API. If we follow that line, are we moving toward a world where the course itself adapts in real time?
That is the billion-dollar question. If the system knows what you don't know and can instantly generate the content to teach it to you, the syllabus becomes a living, breathing thing.
It's not just introduction to chemistry.
It's introduction to chemistry for you.
A fascinating future to think about. And maybe a little scary, depending on your perspective.
Just a little, but definitely exciting.
We will have links to both Gradescope and Auto Content API in the show notes if you want to inspect the gears of these machines yourself.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
See you next time.